WMFO. Plastic Sushi will be on, so you got to tune in. Edward has a pretty good show. The theme is heaven and hell, and I don't think you can get much opposite than that. He's going to be having some audio clips from the evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins, also the founder of Creation Museum and noted fundamentalist Ken Ham, and some Charles Manson, which I think would fall in the hell spot. Plus WMFO's own Alex Kittle from The Bleeding Heart Show. So make sure you tune in to Plastic Sushi with Edward. And I'll be checking. And I'll be trying to tune in too, but I'll be playing fireman, but hopefully I can get in there to listen.
By sampling the wealth of music and sound effects available on Audio Fidelity Stereo Discs, you can take a trip around the world without leaving your easy chair.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Oh, good heavens, someone's caught my tinkle.
Who was the creator of all this? This Mr. James Godley calling.
Hi, Carlton.
How's it going?
Good. Edward Buford from WMFO.
All right. Where's that from?
From Medford. Actually, Tufts University.
Medfit?
Yes, that's the way some people
right.
say
Medfit.
It.
Medfit. Don't give me that Medford.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Ready your breakfast and eat hearty. For tonight, we dine in hell!
Chinese have a lot of help.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Well, first of all, I'm not just a creationist. I'm also a Christian.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
The hell with you.
Our theme today is songs about heaven and songs about hell.
Remorse for what? You people have done everything in the world to me. Doesn't that give me equal right? I can do anything I want to you people at any time I want to, because that's what you've done to me. If you spit in my face and smack me in the mouth and throw me in solitary confinement for nothing, what do you think's gonna happen when I get out of here?
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, and he always starts it off with Japanese music, so it should be an interesting combination of things. Very, very freeform, to the point that I'm in the club.
Maybe I haven't done enough. I might be ashamed of that, for not doing enough, for not giving enough, for not being more perceptive, for not being aware enough, for not understanding, for being stupid.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and in case you didn't already know it, what we do here on a Plastic Sushi Sound Collage is to always start things off with some Japanese music, and then we go genre jumping, mixing it up with jazz, punk, funk, rock, electronic, metal, country, disco, ambient, as many different styles of music as we can to match our theme du jour. And then we mix in the audio clips from who knows where on top of it all. In this episode, we're building up to Halloween with a classic theme called Heaven and Hell. This show is a tribute to one of my favorite WMFO shows of years past, the Bleeding Heart Show, hosted very reliably by Alexandra Kittle and also Julie and some other DJs, sometimes from 2007 through 2010. This theme is my own version of a theme they did in 2008, also called Heaven and Hell. Our audio clips from who knows where include the Oxford scientist and evolution evangelist Richard Dawkins, who is the author of so many books, including the one that has perhaps made the biggest impact of any book I've ever read on my way of understanding the world. That book is The Selfish Gene. We're also going to be hearing from the fundamentalist Christian, the young earth creationist and all-around crackpot, Ken Ham, and also that evil killer, Charles Manson. Part of our intro set included Chuck Yu talking about how the opinions and views expressed on the show aren't necessarily those of WMFO, its staff and management, Tufts University, or even this show's producer. That's me. And let me say up front and explicitly that absolutely applies in this episode. I think Ken Ham is a crackpot. Young Earth creationism, the idea that the Earth is just a few thousand years old rather than billions of years old, well, that's just completely wrong. And of course, Charles Manson, well, I don't endorse any of the things that he did. Comparing and contrasting, the juxtaposition of all sorts of craziness, that's what we're trying to get going in these sound collages for you. We began, as we always begin, a plastic sushi with some Japanese music. That was Pizzicato 5 with You'll Never Get to Heaven from their album On Her Majesty's Request. But even before that, we heard from DJ Chris Major, host of Strike the Box. Thanks, Chris, for that promo for this episode. Backing me up right now is a band called Collide with an exceptionally cool cover version of Felix the Cat from an album I found in WMFO's electronic music section years ago, a compilation called TV Terror, Felching a Dead Horse. Coming up in the next set, we'll be hearing from Frank Sinatra, 13 Cats, Alison Krauss, and Marilyn Manson. But first, let's start things off with another Japanese artist, who's my favorite Japanese heavy metal band, Loudness, with a song called Like Hell. Ooh.
I'm just afraid that you're going to burn in hell, Frost.
There are would-be murderers all around the world who want to kill you and me and themselves because they're motivated by what they think is the highest ideal. Of course, politics are important. Iraq, Palestine, even social deprivation in Bradford. But as we wake up to this huge challenge to our civilized values, don't let's forget the elephant in the room, an elephant called religion. The suicide bomber is convinced that in killing for his God, he will be fast-tracked to a special martyr's heaven. This isn't just a problem of Islam. In this program, I want to examine that dangerous thing that's common to Judaism and Christianity as well. The process of non-thinking called faith. I'm a scientist, and I believe there is a profound contradiction between science and religious belief. There is no well-demonstrated reason to believe in God. And I think the idea of a divine creator belittles the elegant reality of the universe. The 21st century should be an age of reason, yet irrational, militant faith is back on the march. Religious extremism is implicated in the world's most bitter and unending conflicts.
We want the non-Muslims off the lands of Muhammad. We want the kuffar out of it.
America, too, has its own fundamentalists.
The issue for the next generation is going to be the Islamification of Europe.
And in Britain, even as we live in the shadow of holy terror, our government wants to restrict our freedom to criticize religion. Science, we are told, should not tread on the toes of theology. But why should scientists tiptoe respectfully away? The time has come for people of reason to say enough is enough. Religious faith discourages independent thought, it's divisive, and it's dangerous.
Every time it rains pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortunes falling all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you. And
do something bad for once.
Evolutionists, do they go to hell?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie, Evolution. Well, Ken, you sound pretty provocative today. You're not telling us that all of those who believe in evolution will go to hell, are you?
Well, no, I'm certainly not saying that at all. You see, there are many Christians who believe in evolution, and if they're truly born-again Christians, then believing in evolution won't keep them out of heaven. Remember, the Bible says that if Christ be not raised from the dead, our faith is in vain. It doesn't say if you believe in evolution, our faith is in vain. But I do want to make a very important point nonetheless. For born-again Christians who believe in evolution and millions of years of history, although this doesn't affect their salvation, it does affect what their children or others they influence believe about the Bible. You see, what's happened over the years is that when one generation compromises God's word by accepting man's fallible ideas, like evolution and millions of years, and then reinterpreting parts of the Bible, then the next generation tend to reinterpret other parts of the Bible as well, and over time it loses its authority. Eventually, biblical authority becomes so undermined that people begin to drift away from the Bible. I truly believe this is ultimately why the culture is losing the Christian influence it once had.
Lord of the depths, grant this request. This man who is sick, make him your guest.
Don't believe in shites.
Oh, an atheist, eh?
Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Once upon a time there lived a man, and his name was Hezekiah. He walked with God both day and night, but he didn't want to die. He cried, "Oh Lord, please let me live. Death is close, I know." God smiled down on Hezekiah. He gave him 15 years to go. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to die. Well, I long for the day when I'll have your birth, 'cause I love a living here on earth. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Thank you. to die.
What the hell are you staring at?
Get the hell off my spread. Now.
You know, there are many passages from the Satanic Bible that deal with evolution, even in the book's introduction itself. There's no doubt that LaVey was directly influenced by Darwinian evolution when he established the Church of Satan, an anti-God religion. This is why it's so important for us to spread the truth about Genesis. We must oppose the anti-God religion of evolution that pervades our education systems worldwide.
John Whitehead.
The food at one Florida jail might be fit for inmates, but according to one prisoner, the meals are not fit for Muslims. So inmate Curtis Lee Moore, who claims to be a practicing Muslim, requested a special diet devoid of pork. But prison officials refused, insisting that they saw no proof of Moore's religious beliefs. Now Moore has turned to the courts for help in pork-proofing his diet to suit his religious beliefs. Critics insist that prisoners are not entitled to the same rights as free men, but Congress and the Supreme Court have repeatedly affirmed that prison officials must reasonably accommodate the religious beliefs of inmates. The points of law are First Amendment and the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act of 2000. Whether you're incarcerated or free, the right to freely express your religious beliefs is one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, freeform, non-commercial community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme is called Heaven and Hell. We're paying tribute to one of my all-time favorite WMFO programs, The Bleeding Heart Show, which ran from 2007 to 2010 with hosts Alexandra Kittle as well as Julie. We began that set with the Japanese heavy metal band Loudness with Like Hell from their Thunder in the East album. And then we heard from Frank Sinatra with Pennies from Heaven, followed by 13 Cats and Hell Bop. Next up was Alison Krauss and the Cox Family with a song called Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven. And then we heard from Marilyn Manson, a very cool cover version of AC/DC's Highway to Hell. And then we concluded with a public service message from John Whitehead and the Rutherford Institute called Heavenly Feast. Behind me right now, my ambiance, are the Cocteau Twins with a title track from their Heaven or Las Vegas album. Coming up next, we'll be hearing from that slide guitar virtuoso, Sonny Landreth. We'll also be hearing from Billie Holiday, Run DMC, and Adrian Belew, another cool cover version of an AC/DC song and Kiss. But first, we're going to hear a remix of a song by The 10th Planet, and it features clips of two 20th century preachers that I originally heard several years ago on a Chuck U Good Friday Easter Time show on our sister station, WMBR, MIT's radio station, 88.1, the leftmost station on your dial here in the Boston area. So I grabbed those clips from the archive, and then I remixed them into this single song sound collage for you. The first preacher is with a lowercase e, evil. Just listen to him talk about driving his Cadillac, but more particularly about what he's going to do with all the money that he wants people to give him. He's not going to go spend it on helping the poor. No, no, no. He's going to go and give it to his kids when he dies. The other preacher is certainly more honest, but on the other hand, this is his gig too. Here's my Plastic Sushi Preachers Give Me Money remix of The 10th Planet's Ghosts.
And you know, know, you don't get meetings or you don't get booked back unless you have a gimmick. Whereas the evangelists say it's a ministry. Like, it's incredible. They'll say, oh, brother so-and-so, he's got the ministry of laying on of hands, or he's got the ministry of prophecy. That's a gimmick. And the guys that have the gimmicks get the big meetings and do good. And I mean, I used one time, I had a thing where there's a special kind of ink you can buy, and you put it on, and with perspiration, the salt starts to come out, and you start to perspire. It'll turn red. And so I painted a cross, you know, I just did a cross like this in my head. And while I was preaching, the cross started to show immediately. People started nudging each other, you know, and of course it went away, I think, after a while. It lasted so long, my wife's like, you know. But afterwards, I mean, like, I had that whole audience, and one of the biggest meetings that I've ever had, because they saw that cross and, oh, Brother Marge, when you were preaching tonight, the cross was over your head. I mean, that was convinced them, you know, that it was really very, very real, and it made it very easy for me to take offerings and receive money. Chances are that there are at least 200 or 300 little old ladies who've got a $10 bill in a cookie jar. And so if you even get, you know, if a couple hundred go over and get it and send it to you, that's $2,000 that you've made just like that. And so, you know, if you're going to get into big time religion, this is the games you've got to play, things like that. It's go into it as a business and you work it as a business.
Her daddy's doorbell was a ringing when I called on the telephone. He was the one to answer me, so I told him what was going on. Sir, I love your daughter, but we don't get along. Sir, I love your daughter. Ain't
I used to think reason had won the war against superstition, but it's quite shaking to witness the faithful droves trooping through Lourdes. This is a benign herd, but it supports a backward belief system that I believe reason must challenge.
Here we have, as they say, an oldie but a goodie.
For heaven's sake, let's fall in love. It's no mistake to call it love. An angel's holding hands with me. How heavenly heaven can be. Here is romance for us to try. Here is the chance we can't deny. While heaven's giving us the break, let's fall in love. For heaven's sake, don't say a word, my darling. Don't break a spell like this. Just hold me tight. We're alone in the night, and heaven is here in a kiss. This pair of eyes can see a star, so paradise can't be so far. Since heaven's what we're dreaming of, for heaven's sake, let's fall in love. Don't say a word, my darling. Don't break a spell like this. Just hold me tight. We're alone in the night, and heaven is here. This pair of eyes can see a star, so paradise can be so far. Since heaven's what we're dreaming of, for heaven's sake, let's fall in love.
Why don't you stand up so I can get on my knees?
Your name, DMC, the king is me, your highness, or
To the left. believe you got that. I'm so jealous.
Yeah, it's gonna go great.
Where's my phone?
You have one new message.
I just had to call you one last time. Listen, we've been friends for so long, I just couldn't do without saying goodbye. I never really thought that this would feel this way, but I just can't handle it. He left me. Can you believe he left me? I can't find a reason not to do this. I don't want to deal with the pain.
End of message.
One person every 18 minutes commits suicide. This is the cry of people in need of hope. Searching? AnswersRadio.com can help. A message from Answers in Genesis.
This is WMFO Medford 91.5.
That's Mini Radio.
Woo-hoo.
Great. My closet is the door to hell.
The necropolis. A porthole to the necropolis. It had to be on the south side of the apartment.
Across the sky, you're only young, but